现在我们就雅各书。
Let's turn to the book of James.
雅各书第一章第一节到第四节。
James chapter 1 verse 1 to 4.
请我们大家一起来读。
Let's read it together.
James,
a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, greeting
you.
Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that testing of your faith develops that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Chapter
2,
verse 14 to the end.What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no need? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed, but has nothing about his physical needs, what good is it?In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, You have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. You believe that there is one God, good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. You foolish men, do you want evidence?That faith without deeds is useless. Was not your ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the iron altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend.You see that a person is justified by what he does and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead.
这个来和弟兄姊妹交通一点雅各书。
I would try to share with brother sister concerning the book of James.
这一卷书是我不是很熟悉的。
I am not very familiar with this book.
因为从前不大喜欢读。
Because in the past I did not like to read this book.
每次读到这一卷的时候就很快地过去。
Every time I come to this book, I would just go through quickly.
很少花时间呢大家去默想。
I never really spent time to meditate.
所以我们来讲，早就该和弟兄姊妹讲到这件事。
Actually, I should have shared this book with you a long time ago.
不熟悉的缘故，不敢讲。
But because I am not familiar with this book, I do not dare to talk about this book.
今天讲也是试着讲。
Even today, I'm just trying it to share.
求主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
也记得这卷书他对我们说话。
That through this book, He will speak to us.
那么这次读的时候
And this time when I was reading this book,
发现这件书是非常宝贵的一件书
I discovered this is a precious book.
是我们所不能缺少的
And something that we cannot do without.
那么我们知道这件书是雅各写的
We know that this book was written by James.
那么这个雅各到底是谁呢
And who is James?
在新约里面有几次提到雅各
In the New Testament, we see his name mentioned several times.
有一次说到雅各乃是这个约翰的哥哥。
Once they mentioned that James was the brother of John.
提比泰的儿子。
Sons of Zebedee.
那么这是主耶稣很爱的门徒。
And the disciples that were loved by the Lord.
在当主在地上的时候常常提到彼得、雅各、约翰。
When the Lord was on earth, he often mentioned Peter, John, and James.
这个雅各对和主的关系也是相当的近。
And he shared an intimate relationship with the Lord.
不过呢，他因着这个因着爱主的缘故
，and by the love because he loves the Lord.
在希律王逼迫教会的时候， 他就被希律王杀死掉了。
When King Herod was persecuting the church, he was killed.
就那时候他是还相当年轻。
At that time, he was still very young.
耶路撒冷教会也刚刚开始不久。
And they just started the church in Jerusalem.
所以这一封信的书信呢，不是这个雅各写的。
So we know that this book could possibly be written by James.
另外，还有主耶稣十二个门徒当中的其中一个叫亚勒腓的儿子雅各。
And there was another James among the disciples.
那么这个雅各呢，这里很少提到他。
And the Bible seldom mentions about him.
那么对他的事情，我们知道的也不多。
We don't know much about him.
所以这卷书也不是这个雅各写的。
So we know that he did not write this book.
那这卷书是哪一个雅各写的呢
？Then which James wrote this book?
啊，大家好多人都承认说，那是主耶稣肉身的兄弟雅各。
Many people said that this was the James that was a half brother of Jesus Christ.
无论是在马太福音都提到主耶稣肉身的兄弟。
In the book of Matthew and Mark, it all mentioned about Jesus' half brother James.
雅各啦，约西啦，还有这个，好像是犹大还这样。
And it mentioned that Jesus has brothers named James, Joseph, and maybe Judah.
当主耶稣那个在地上的时候
，When Jesus was on earth，
这个雅各啊，虽然从小是和主耶稣一同在长大的
，James grew up with Jesus Christ，
但是那时候还没有相信主耶稣基督就是那位弥赛亚。
But at that time he did not believe that Jesus was the Messiah that was promised.
有人告诉我们说雅各是一个非常虔诚的人。
From history we know that James was a very pious person.
他常常到圣殿里去祷告。
He often goes to the temple and pray.
因着经常祷告的缘故。
Because he prays so often.
他的膝盖呀皮肤都变得很坚硬很厚。
The skin on his kneecap becomes very thick, it has callus.
人告诉我们说，就好像那个骆驼的那个皮肤一样。
His knees, skins on the knee was like the skins of a camel.
所以你知道他花了多少时间在这边祷告。
You know how much time he spent in prayers.
另外一方面呢，他也是一个对犹太教非常热心。
On the other hand, he was also a very zealous for Judaism.
他也是那个固守摩西律法。
And he kept the law of Moses.
很可能很小的时候，他就是这样一个人。
He was probably like that since his youth.
所以他里头有一个非常一个大的难处。
And he has a great difficulty within him.
那么因着他这样的固守摩西律法。
Because he kept the law of Moses.
所以他不承认主耶稣基督是基督是神的儿子。
He did not confess that Jesus was the Son of God.
那虽然是他可能很小时候就听见主耶稣基督那奇妙的降生的故事。
Maybe when he was young, he heard about the miraculous birth of Christ.
他也和主耶稣一同住，一同吃饭，一同睡觉。
He also lived with Jesus and ate with him and worked with him.
也和主耶稣一同在工作，差不多有30年之久的时间。
And they worked together about 30 years.
他听见许多主所讲的话语。
He heard many words of Lord Jesus.
他也看见主耶稣的生活和表现。
He also seen his life and his actions.
这些表现是他所羡慕的。
Even though he envied his lifestyle.
但是因着他是那样的那个固守摩西的律法，所以他仍然不肯承认主耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
But because he holds the laws of Moses so strictly, he could not confess that Jesus is Son of God.
所以你知道那个这个人呢，他是对犹太教是何等热心的一个人。
You know that he was a zealous man for Judaism.
他也是一个遵守律法的人。
He was also a man who kept up with the law.
那自从到主耶稣基督钉在十字架上的时候。
And until Jesus was crucified on the cross.
那主耶稣的死实在是感动了他的心。
And the death of Christ truly moved his heart.
在他写的这卷书第五章里第四章里面也提到这件事情。
In chapter 4 of this book, he also mentioned about this.
你们他说到你们这个定了那义人的罪。
He says you have condemned the righteous.
也把他杀掉，把他杀了。
And you have killed him.
他也不抵抗你们。
And he did not, he did not resist.
那么这看见那个主耶稣在十字架上的时候，实在给他一个非常深刻的印象。
So the death of Christ on the cross gave him a deep impression.
他的心当然受了感动。
And it moved his heart.
因为主耶稣在十字架上，他是那样的庄严。
And Jesus was so solemn on the cross.
他的表现呢，也是那样尊贵。
And his appearance was royal.
也是那样荣耀。
And glorious.
他实在是义人。
He was truly a righteous man.
他实在是完全人。
He was a perfect man.
别人可能不知道，但是雅各知道。
Maybe other people did not know, but James knew.
因为他从小时候就和主耶稣生长在一起，他知道这是个义人。
He knew that Jesus was a just man.
但是他们把他那个抓起来。
But they have captured him.
并且定他定了他的罪。
And also condemned him.
把他钉死在十字架上。
And nailed him on the cross.
他看见主耶稣在十字架上表现的是什么尊严。
He sees that his appearance on the cross was so royal.
彼得所说的被骂不还口，被害不说威吓的话语。
And just like Peter had said that he was scolded, but he would not talk back.
那么这种表现叫雅各的心但受了感动。
And all these has moved James' heart.
是他的心但软化下来的。
And his heart will melt.
那么等到主耶稣从死里复活之后。
And after the resurrection of Jesus.
所以说特别在向他显现。
And Jesus appeared especially to James.
他看见了这位主耶稣已经从死里复活。
So that he sees that Jesus was resurrected from the dead. And this was the resurrected Lord. And now he has the true understanding. And what did Jesus say to James when he appeared to James? The Bible did not record. But nevertheless, he knew that Jesus rose from the dead.
他和一般的义人不一样。
And he was different than other righteous men.
他和一般的好人不一样。
Or other good men.
那借着复活，借着从死里复活，一大能表明出来，他是神的儿子。
And through resurrection, he demonstrated himself as being the Son of God.
所以就叫雅各那个信心呢更坚定。
And this strengthened the faith of James.
那么更确定的相信主耶稣是神的儿子，是弥赛亚。
And bring him the assurance that Jesus is the Son of God, the promised Messiah.
他不仅是接受了主耶稣。
He not only accepted Jesus.
蒙恩得救了。
And he was also saved.
并且他应当认识对复活的主。
By his knowledge of this resurrected Lord.
他在属灵上那长进的非常的快。
He grew spiritually.
他应当对那个旧约律法是那样熟悉。
Because he knew the law of Moses so well.
并且他的行事为人也是那样正直。
And his actions, his behavior was so just.
这不久在弟兄们中间就成了一个领袖。
So very quickly he became a leader among the brothers.
那么在耶路撒冷教会里面，做了可能是这个带领的一个人。
And he became a leader in Jerusalem.
那虽然他已经蒙恩得救了。
Even though he was saved.
他也确实蒙恩得救了。
He was truly saved.
就是当他写这一卷书的时候。
When he wrote this book.
他说到他是主耶稣基督的奴仆。
He mentioned that he was a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
他是主耶稣肉身的兄弟。
He did not say that I am a half brother of Jesus Christ.
他觉得和主耶稣那个属灵的关系啊，比肉身关系还要重要。
He knows that his spiritual relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is more precious. He is a servant of Lord Jesus Christ. So he was truly saved. He knew Christ. He knew that Jesus is the Lord. He is the Son of God. And James is the servant of Jesus. And now he has a clear understanding of Jesus.
但是他在属灵观念上面呢，还不是那个当然太清楚。
But his spiritual conception is still not very clear.
所以我们当读我们读使徒行传的时和书信的时候
，When we read the epistles of the apostles，
我们是看见雅各有许多的观念呢，好像我们觉得并不算太好。
We find that there are many James concepts are not very good.
然后有一次。特别记载在《使徒行传》十五章。
For example, once there was an incident that recorded in Acts chapter 15.
在那一章圣经就说到，安提阿的教会，在这章圣经之前就说到安提阿的教会被建立起来。
And before this chapter, it talked about the church at Antioch was built.
那云州那许多的这个弟兄姊妹，他们的这个他们有好多人就从耶路撒冷来的。
And many brothers and sisters came from Jerusalem.
他们云州在耶路撒冷当然受到遭到逼迫了。
And they were because they were being persecuted in Jerusalem.
那个移民到这个，他们就那个到了这个安提阿的那个地方。
Therefore, they moved to Antioch.
不仅是在那里在向犹太人传福音。
There they were preaching to the Jews.
那弟兄们，他们也弟兄姊妹，他们也向着外邦人在传福音。
They also spread the gospel to the Gentiles.
于是安提阿教会就被建立起来。
And therefore, the church of Antioch was established.
那个教会实在是非常的兴旺。
And the church was very prosperous.
那巴拿巴到那地方去兼顾他们。
Barnabas were there to strengthen them.
然后和他们在一起一段时间。
And stayed with them for a while.
让使他们属灵光景被建立起来。
To establish their spiritual life. 他们
受了巴拿巴的影响。
They were influenced by Barnabas.
所以教会里面就从这个弟兄姊妹中间是那彼此相爱。
And therefore the brothers loved one another.
充满了那个主的爱。
And they were filled with the love of God.
以后巴拿巴又把保罗带来。
Later on, Barnabas brought Paul. Paul also ministered for a while. And told them the will of God. And the Bible mentioned one thing.
基督徒成为那个门徒成为基督徒是从安提阿开始的。
The Christians and the disciples was first called Christians from Antioch.
他们都是成为做门徒的。
Before they were just called disciples.
门徒乃是做学生。
Disciples were just students.
主耶稣是先老，主耶稣是老师。
Jesus Christ is the teacher.
那他们是学生。
And they are the students.
他们是学主耶稣的一般人。
They are people who follow Jesus.
那什么叫做基督徒呢？
And what are Christians?
基督徒就是那基督人。
Christians are Christian men.
这一般人乃是那个基督身上的肢体。
And these people are members of Christ.
他们不仅是属于主耶稣基督的。
They not only belong to Christ.
他们也是和主是联合在一起的。
But they are also in union with Christ.
主耶稣基督是那位大的基督。
Jesus Christ is the Christ.
这一位小的基督。
And they are the little Christ.
所以看见他不仅对神的心有了认识。
So therefore they have an understanding of God's will.
也就他的生活把主耶稣就是表现出来。
But through their life they also demonstrate Jesus Christ. Manifest Christ.
所以这一般人就成为基督人。
And these people are called Christians.
那么无论是他们自己这样称呼也好，或者别人这样说他们也好。
Maybe they call themselves this way or other people call them this way.
他们属灵光景是相当的不错。
And their spiritual life is very good.
那么到了十五章，到了使徒行传十五章就提到一件事。
In chapter 15 of Acts mentioned one incident.
有几个弟兄他们是从耶路撒冷到了安提阿。
Several brethren came from Jerusalem to Antioch.
他们住在那许多那弟兄姊妹家。
And they all live in the house of these brothers.
那你们若是没有受摩西的割礼的话，你们还不能得救。
If you have not received the circumcision of Moses, then you cannot be saved.
你们光信主，你们光信耶稣不够的。
It is not enough just to believe in Jesus Christ.
虽然是你们需要信耶稣的。
Even though you do need to believe in Jesus Christ.
但是你们还需要受割礼。
But you still need to be circumcised.
那这样的话，你们才能蒙恩得救。
This way, then you can be saved.
那么结果，教会就弟兄们中间就起了那个难处。
And there was a conflict among brothers.
他们为了这一件事情在那里大家彼此有争论。
And for this they were arguing among one another.
然后安提阿教会就派巴拿巴和保罗到耶路撒冷去。
And the church of Antioch sent Paul and Barnabas back to Jerusalem.
也并不是耶路撒冷教会是教会的总会。
It doesn't mean that the church of Jerusalem was the main church.
因为这几位弟兄他们从耶路撒冷来的。
It is because these brethren who came from Jerusalem.
他们是带到安提阿的教会。
They are the one that brought difficulties among the brothers.
做了困惑。
And they were confused.
并且有了争执。
And also they have arguments.
所以他们就打发保罗、巴拿巴，然后到耶路撒冷去。
Therefore they sent Paul and Barnabas back to Jerusalem.
让他们跟他们和他们交通。
To have fellowship with them.
他们是怎样一回事情
？And what are these brothers?
那么到了使徒行传十五章，就说到在耶路撒冷一个会议。
And chapter 15 talk about the council at Jerusalem.
在这个会议里面，开头呢，大家在辩论，为了这些辩论。
In the beginning, they were arguing about this issue.
有些人说应该受割礼。
And people say that they should be circumcised.
应该受，不应该受割礼。
Of course, there's the opposite side.
大家在辩论很长久的时间。
They will be debating with one another for quite a while.
辩论的时间已经够了。
And after a while,
然后彼得起来站起来讲一段话。
And Peter stood up to say something.
他就说我们不应该把摩西律法加在他们的身上。
And Peter said we cannot add the law of Moses to these brothers.
这是我们所不能担当的重担，也是我们祖先所不能担当的重担。
This is the yoke which we cannot bear, and even our forefathers cannot bear.
我们不能够把这重担再加在他们身上。
And we cannot add this burden to the brothers.
他们既然信主耶稣蒙恩得救就够了。
If they had believed in Jesus Christ,
then saved, that's enough.这保罗和巴拉巴再讲一点主在他们中间所行的那个神迹和奇事。
And Paul and Barnabas was telling them the miracles God has performed among them.
怎样眷顾那许多的外邦人。
How God was looked after these Gentile brothers.
把他们讲完了之后。
And after their speech.
然后这一个雅各就站起来讲一点话。
And James stood up to say something.
所以有很多人说，你看雅各讲话是末了讲话的。
You say James always sum up everything.
那就说到这个人是一个领袖。
So this tells us that he's a leader.
讲话是很有权威的。
Because he speaks with authority.
所以他末了下一个结论。
So at the end he will give a conclusion.
当我们读到雅各所讲的话。
But if you read about the words of James.
你就发现好像清楚，好像不清楚。
You are half clear.
这个他这个。他虽然蒙恩得救了
，Even though James was saved，
这观念还不太清楚。
But his spiritual concept is not clear.
他讲到一些的是前面讲的很对的。
And the first half of his words are very accurate.
和彼得讲的都差不多。
It's just similar to what Peter has said.
但是末了他一转了一下。
But at the end he took a turn.
他说我们这个不能够把那个重担加给这些外邦人。
He says we cannot add this burden to the Gentiles.
但是有一件事情他们必须要遵守的。
But there are several things they must obey.
第一就是那个拜偶这个拜偶像的误会。
And they need to abstain from food polluted by idols.
勒死的牲畜。
Or the meat that was strangled animals. And from sexual immorality. And from blood.
这几件事情他们应该禁戒不能犯的。
They need to abstain from these things.
那么我们知道主耶稣基督把我们从律法里的释放出来。
We know that Jesus Christ has set us free from the law.
我们今天能够被称为义不是靠着行律法。
Today we can be called righteous, not because we keep the law, but because we believe in Jesus Christ. They all knew this. They also believed in Jesus Christ. They also believed in Jesus Christ. They were also saved. James realized this. But the influence of the law is too great in his heart.
所以他不要把很多律法加，但一点点律法他们总是要守的。
So at the end he said, do not add all the laws to them, but just a little bit.
你必须要吩咐他们遵守。
These things you need to command them to obey. 所以
他们就写信到各地教会去。
Therefore they wrote letters to all churches.
其他都是很好，只有这几件事你们禁戒不犯就好了。
Everything else is fine, but these things you need to abstain from. 好
像是这实在是已经已经开恩了。
It seems that they have grace upon his brethren.
但是你看见他的观念还是在那个律法的观念。
But you see that his concept is still under the law.
那么到了这个十字星段在到了可能是21章啊，那差不多那个时候了。
And about chapter 21 of Acts.
保罗到最末了一次到耶路撒冷的时候。
It was Paul's last chance to visit Jerusalem.
那雅各还有许多长老们就欢迎他。
And James with other elders welcomed Paul.
那就跟他在一同有交通。
They would have fellowship with Paul.
交通的时候呢，那么雅各耶路撒冷这些做领袖的人。
And in their fellowship, the brethren, the elders of Jerusalem.
保罗说啊，兄台，你看耶路撒冷信主的人有好几万人。
And they said, brethren, behold, there are thousands of people, believers in Jerusalem.
那实在是一个很好的现象。
It is a good sign.
有那么多的人能够接受了主耶稣。
So many people have accepted the Lord.
下面一句话呢就不太好了。
And then he said.
下面就说他们都为了律法热切。
And they're all zealous for the law.
弟兄姊妹，为什么耶路撒冷是这样？
But why is the church of Jerusalem this way?
一面是相信主耶稣基督。
On one hand, they believe in Jesus Christ.
一面是活在律法之下。
On the other hand, they still live under the law.
一面他接受主耶稣基督。
On one hand, they accepted Jesus Christ. 另外一方面
也为着律法热心。
Yet they still zealous for the law.
虽然我们不能说雅各是如何。
We can't say that James was like that.
但是雅各忠实耶路撒冷的领袖，也教会的领袖。
But James was the leader and church ruler.
雅各不能不为着实在负责任。
Therefore, he is responsible for the
condition.
If James was clear,
也不会这样的糊涂的。
Then the brothers would not be confused.
但是可能雅各在对他的观念还是不是太清楚。
Unfortunately, James wasn't very clear.
那么到了这个加拉太第二章。
Until we come to Second Thessalonians.
那彼得在安提阿在教会里头和弟兄们在一块吃饭的时候。
And Peter was eating with the Gentile brethren.
当然，那些人都是好多人都是外邦人。
And many of them were Gentiles.
彼得他们一同有爱宴。
And Peter was eating with them.
非常的甜美。
And they were have great fellowship.
突然间，有人跑进来告诉他们说。
All of a sudden, someone ran into the room.
是有几个人是从雅各那里来的。
And several people came from James.
他们一听见这件事情。
When they heard this,
彼得就。吓得跑掉了。
And Peter was afraid and ran away.
那保罗知道这件事情之后。
When Paul heard about this.
保罗很厉害地责备彼得。
And Paul strongly rebuked Peter. And rebuked him in front of him.
可能是个青年弟兄。
Maybe Paul was just a young man.
那无论如何，总是比彼得在后面在主里边的。
And Peter was a brother before him.
那彼得是那跟过主耶稣的。
Peter was one that had followed Jesus.
保罗是以后蒙恩得救的。
And Paul was saved later.
但是保罗一看出他们所信的与福音真理不合。
And Paul saw that they were false in their doctrine.
保罗就在当面抵打。
And Paul rebuked them.
说他们虚火装假。
And said that they were false.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。借着这许多事情，
这
给我们看见，好像那个雅各虽然蒙恩得救了，
we see that even though James was saved，
但是在那个观念上面还不是那样太清。
But in his concept, he is still not very clear.
那这就是我不大喜欢读雅各书的原因。
And that was the reason I don't like to read the book of James.
每一次读到雅各书就想到雅各。
Every time I read the book of James, I remember James.
那快点读过去。
So I just go through quickly.
读到雅各书的时候呢。
And when I read James,
也有好多的话让我们困惑的。
And there are also many verses that will confuse us.
我们说亚伯拉罕是因着信称义的。
We know that Abraham was justified by faith.
他因着信，神就称他为义。
And because he believed in God, he was called faithful.
创世纪十五章很清楚这样告诉我们的。
In Genesis chapter 15, he told us clearly.
雅各说，亚伯拉罕是因着行为称义的。
But James said that he was justified by works.
又说拉合岂不是因着行为称义吗？
He also tells us that Rahab was justified by faith.
好像都叫人感觉到困惑。
If these words are seem very confusing,
到底我们是因着相信主耶稣而被称义呢？
Are we being justified by faith?
还是呢那个行为而被称而称义呢？
Or justified by works?
这些话带来许多的难处。
These words brought a lot of confusion.
因为我们不了解圣经的缘故啊。
It's because we do not understand the Bible well.
所以读到这里时候，再想到雅各这个人。
And we read to this book of James, and then we remember James.
对这一段书啊，就兴趣不太大了。
And then we lost our interest for this book.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是我们的错。
But sister, this is our mistake.
我们总要记得那个圣经的话，圣经这样告诉我们。
Because we must remember what the Bible told.
圣经都是神所默示的。
The Bibles are inspired by God.
无论是福音书也好。
The gospel,
无论是保罗书信也好
or the,
无论是约翰或者彼得的书信也好
or letters of John and
Peter, 就是雅各所写的书信
even the letters by James,
圣经的一卷
it is one
圣经都是神所默示的
the word of God is inspired
说这卷书乃是神所默示的
and God has inspired this book
彼得也告诉我们说
Peter told us,
这些话也不是人随着自己意思而说出来的
men do not write according to their will
乃是人被圣灵感动而说出神的话语来
but men spoken through the moving of the Holy Spirit
圣经每一卷书是随着自己说的没有一卷书随着自己。
Every book in the Bible was not spoken by man.
也没有一句话是随着自己说的。
And not even a word was spoken by man.
每一卷书，每一句话都是人被圣灵感动而说出神的话语。
Every book, every verse was spoken by the moving of the Holy Spirit.
之前和弟兄这边讲过。
I mentioned this to brothers.
这个感动这两个字啊，我们中文说起来呢，就比较文雅一点。
And we just call it moving by the Holy Spirit.
是在原来的意思，比那个这个两个字那个力量比较强得多。
But in the original text, the force that was in the meaning of these words are stronger.
那什么叫做感动呢？
What does it mean to be moved?
感动就好像举个例子，举个比方来说吧。
Let me give you an example.
假如在这里有两三百人在听我讲话。
For example, there are 200-300 people sitting here.
那么你们听到一个地步，大家都在气起来了。
And you were angry with me.
那么这个讲的真是岂有此理。
And what you said is ridiculous.
那我们要把他赶出去。
We must
run you out. 不许和他站着讲道。
We will not allow you to stand here anymore. 大家
两三百人如同一个人一样。
And 200-300 people were sharing the same mind.
那么就开始有人拉我，有人推我。
And some people will push me, some people.
那么有的人在那里啊，这个用各种各样的方法。
And they use all kinds of methods.
要把那我就赶出去。
To run me out of the church.
我想走也得走。
If I want to go and I have to go.
我不想走也得走。
Even if I don't want to go, I have to go.
因为这力量太大了。
Because the power is so powerful.
没办法抵抗的。
I cannot resist the power.
弟兄姊妹，这就是感动的意思。
And this is the meaning of the word.
当圣灵临到人身上的时候。
When the Holy Spirit comes upon them.
他的能力就这样大。
The strength is
so powerful. 抓住了人的思想。
It captures men's thoughts.
借着人把圣灵话语这样说出来。
And through men, they spoke God's word.
你要这样写，你要你必须就这样写，你要这样写。
You must write it this way.
就你不让这样写，你还要这样写。
Even if you don't want to write it, you must.
那是圣灵在感动而写出来的。
Because the Holy Spirit moves us.
圣灵在抓住了人的思想意念。
The Holy Spirit has taken captive our
thoughts. 抓住了人的全人。
And our whole being.
来把圣灵话这样说出来。
In order to
speak
the word of God.
圣经每一句话，没有一句话是人的思想这样，人的意思这样说出来的。
You must know that every word of the Bible is not written by man's thought.
每一句话都是圣灵的思想。
But the thought of the Holy Spirit.
都是那个圣灵的，都是那个圣灵话语。
They're all the word of God.
我为什么祈祷这件事情呢？
Why do I mention this?
因为有的你碰到有的基督徒呢。
Because you will encounter some Christians.
他们有一个很错误的观念。
They have this misconception.
他们都说圣经啊是人所写出来的。
They will tell you that the Bible is written by man.
那么人都是有缺陷的。
And all men are not perfect.
没有一个人是完全的。
There's not a perfect man.
那么既然是人所写出来的嘛。
Since the Bible is written by man.
既然是神借了人。
Even though it was written by man through God.
经过了人。
But God has wrote the book through man.
缺陷。
But because of imperfections of man. Then the Bible is not perfect.
有的是神的话语。
Some will be the word of God.
有的是人的意思。
Some will be the will of man.
有的是人的思想。
Some will be the thought of man.
所以你不要以为说不信主人他们这样说的。
Do not think that just non-believers say this word.
有的弟兄姊妹他们一进门就了。
Even some Christians who are saved.
有时候他们也受到这样的影响。
Sometimes they were also influenced.
弟兄姊妹，这是很可怕的一件事。
This is very dangerous.
这是鬼魔的仇敌的诡计。
This is the device.
我们总要看见圣灵圣经都是人被圣灵感动而说出神的话。
We must see that the Bible was written through the moving of the Holy Spirit.
那么当然雅各是不例外的。
Of course, James was the same way.
这是神所默示的。
God has inspired his words.
这是人被圣灵感动而写出来的话。
And the man has been moved by the Holy Spirit.
不管雅各这个人是怎样，
it doesn't matter how James was.
也不管他的观念到底清楚不清楚，
or whether or not his spiritual concept is clear.
乃是圣灵在抓住了他。
But the Holy Spirit has grabbed hold of him.
记着他把神的话语这样说出来。
And through him spoke the word of God.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不要轻看这一卷书。
Dear brothers and sisters, do not look lightly upon this book.
我们要宝贵这一卷书。
We must treasure this book.
像宝贵其他的书信。
Just like we treasure other books.
那遇到这个遇到我的这个错误的观念。
Because my own misconception.
所以啊，这个以往就没有好好读这卷书。
In the past, I did not study this book.
那我实在盼望弟兄姊妹，我们把我们的观念矫正过来。
I truly hope our brothers and sisters will change our thought.
我们要好好读这卷书。
We need to study this book well.
实在是宝贝的书，宝贝的书。
Because it is a precious book.
也是我们所注意需要的一件事。
It's also the book that we need.
那么这卷书到底讲什么事情呢？
And what is this book talking about?
在雅各书一开头的时候，就给我们看见他的目的。
In the beginning, we can see James' intention.
他写这些的目的。
We can see the intention.
乃是要我们成全完备。无可责备。
That he wants to be mature and complete.
他要给我们看见一个，让我们过一个完全的生活。
He wants to lead a perfect life.
使我们达到那个一个地步。
That we will be so perfect.
使我们达到那个完全的地步。
That we will be complete, so that we will be perfect.
Perfect and complete. 两个，一面是完全。
On one hand, we are perfect. perfect.
这是那个他这卷书的目的。
And this is the purpose that we wrote the book.
叫我们完全到一个地步。
That we will be so perfect.
没有一个地方可以没有一个地方是有瑕疵的。
That we will be blameless.
没有一点缺点的。
We will not lack anything.
叫我们成为成全完备无可责备。
That we will be complete.
弟兄姊妹，这是那个这卷书的目的。
And this is the purpose of this book.
换句话说，乃是让我们能够把我们的主完全来彰显出来。
And the other words, in the other words, it means that we need to totally manifest.
弟兄姊妹，什么是完全？
And what is it perfect?
谁是完全的？
Who is perfect?
全世界没有一个人是完全的。
There is not a man on earth that is perfect.
在圣经里头也记载了好多人。
The Bible recorded many people.
无论是亚伯拉罕也好
，Abraham，
无论是大卫也好
，or David，
甚至摩西也好
，even Moses，
还有在新约里头的保罗也好
，and in the New Testament， 就是
说许多人都是神所使用的器皿。
All these people are vessels that used by God.
圣经一方面给我们看见他们向着主的忠心
，on one hand we see their faithfulness to God.
另外一方面给我们看见他们的缺陷。
On the other hand, we also see their lacking.
所以没有一个人是完全的。
No one is perfect.
当然只有一个人
Only one.
就是我们主耶稣基督
And that is our Lord Jesus.
我们的主耶稣他是完全的
Our Lord Jesus is perfect.
正像主所说的没有一人连一个都没有
There is not one that is righteous.
只有神的儿子
Only the Son of God.
当他在地上的时候
When he was on earth.
他是义人
He was a righteous man.
他是神所最喜欢的
He was delighted one of God.
他是一个完全人
He was a perfect man.
弟兄姊妹什么叫做成全完备
Sister, what does it mean to be mature and complete? It means that we need to be like Christ.
要我们像主耶稣基督。
We need to be like Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这一个就是完全。
And this is complete.
不是我们那个行为达到了怎样的地步。
It is not that our works is so perfect.
乃是让我们像主耶稣基督。
But he wants us to be like Christ.
换句话说，让主耶稣从我们上活出来。
Let Jesus be revealed from your life.
让主耶稣从我们上彰显出来。
Let Jesus be manifested through your life.
这就是那这一卷书的目的。
This is the purpose of this book.
他说了好多关于生活方面的事情。
He talked many things concerning our life.
比方说我们在受试当中我们该怎样。
For example, how we should live in trials.
比方说他说我们该要怎样有从上头来的智慧。
How we should receive wisdom from above.
比方说他说我们该怎样的说话。
He says how we should speak.
我们在生活中该我们应该怎样。
And how we should live in our daily life.
弟兄姊妹，这些话语。从外面来看，好像是律法，
outside,
好像是一个生活的标准。但是弟兄姊妹，这句话都是给我们看见，我们主耶稣就是这样。
But all these words demonstrate to us that this is our Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣就这样。
Because Christ is like
this. 所以我们也要这样。
Therefore, we can
be like him. 那不是让我们来效法主耶稣。
We're not just mimicking Christ.
乃是让这位主耶稣从我们里面活出来。
But we allow Jesus Christ to live through us.
从我们里面而彰显出来。
To be manifested through
us. 所以你不仅是相信了主耶稣。
So we not only believe in Christ.
你不仅接受了主耶稣。
Or accepted him.
不仅是让主耶稣在我们里面。
Not only allow him to live through us.
乃是让主耶稣从里面活出来。
But allow him to live
从我们生活里活出来
from our daily life,
从我们态度里面
from our attitude,
从话语里面
from our words,
把它活出来
allow
让人在我们身上看见不再是我们
so we will see it is no longer I,
乃是主耶稣基督
but Christ Jesus
弟兄姊妹这就是这一卷书的目的
this is the purpose of the book
所以你看见这件事何等重要呢
so you see this book is very important
弟兄姊妹我们若是没有让主耶稣彰显出来的话
if we will not allow Jesus Christ to live
我们虽然得到这个救恩了
even though we have received salvation
但我们还没有得到成全
but salvation cannot be completed
神不仅让我们接受主耶稣
We not only receive Jesus,
不仅能得到主耶稣
and obtain him,
充满了主耶稣
and be filled with Christ,
他还要主耶稣从我们中活出来
He also wants Christ to be lived through us,
让我们能够像我们主耶稣基督一样
so that we can be just like Christ,
神的救恩才在我们身上达到了完全的地步
Then God's salvation shall be complete in us.
这就是圣灵借着雅各所写的雅各书
And this is why the Holy Spirit used James to write this book.
当我们读这一卷书的时候
When we read this book,
我们看见里面有好多的话语啊，就像主耶稣在山上的教训所说的话。
We see many words are very similar to the Beatitudes.
比方说，你们不要论断人呐。
For example, you should not criticize others.
那么好多的话。
Or many other things.
都像主耶稣。在山上的教训。
It was very similar to the teaching.
我想我们对马太福音五六七章比较熟悉一点。
We're very familiar with Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
这马太福音五六七章说到，人一般就称作 登山宝训。
And many people call this the Beatitudes.
那主在这里这三章。
Oh, the teaching on the mount.
那这三章圣经里头。
In these three chapters.
说到一个天国的子民，他们的生活形式为人应当如何
？It talk about the people of the kingdom, how their life should be.
那些话也不是对不信人讲的。
And these words are not for the unbelievers.
那些话也难道对神的儿女讲的。
But those words are for the believers.
我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
我们是神的百姓。
We are his people.
我们是天国的子民。
We are the people of the kingdom.
那从前我们是在属地的国度里面。
Before we live in the earthly kingdom.
我们在黑暗权势之下。
We are under the reign of darkness.
现在主把我们从黑暗权势上牵出来了。
Now he has taken us out of the reign of darkness.
把我们带到爱子的国度里面。
And lead us into.
是我们今天一般属天的人。
Today we are the people of this heavenly kingdom.
我们在属天的国度里面。
We live in this heavenly kingdom.
那做神的百姓。
We are his people.
那我们应该怎样的生活呢
？And how should we live?
这就是马太福音五六七章所讲的。
And this is what Matthew 5:6-7.
我们读到这些的这三章圣经的时候。
When we read these three chapters.
我就看见主在这所要求的那个标准呢，相当的高。
We see that God's standard is very high.
那比方前面说的八福。
For example, it talks about the eight blessings.
有人说九福也可以。
Some people say there are nine blessings.
说八福也可以。
It doesn't matter.
我想弟兄姊妹都应该被应当记得住，是不是
？I'm sure you all can memorize those verses.
那比方说虚心的有福了。
For example, blessed are the poor in spirit.
哀痛的人有福了。
And blessed are the mourn.
有温柔的有福了。
And blessed are the meek.
说到八方面。
It talks about eight different areas.
那么这些有福。
And these people are blessed.
那么什么是有福呢？
What is mean to be blessed?
也可以翻作喜乐
or joy,
满足
satisfied.
弟兄姊妹，只有这样的人，那才是喜乐满足。
Only these kind of people are having satisfied.
不是说出我们该去那个实际的生活。
And this it tells us the life that we have.
弟兄姊妹，这些都是给我们看见主耶稣的生命，主耶稣的生活，他是这样的生活。
And this also demonstrates that this is the life.
我们主耶稣他就是这样。
Jesus Christ is
他就是个虚心的人
he is
他就是一个哀痛的人
he is mournful.
他也是一个温柔的人
he was
他也是一个使人和睦的人
he also made
他也是一个饥渴慕义的人
he also
弟兄姊妹说到主耶稣就是这样
And this tells us
我们主的生命就是这样的生命
that this is the life of Jesus Christ.
所以当这个生命从我们里头活出来的时候
When this life is revealed through us,
那我们就喜乐了
then we shall rejoice.
我们就满足了
we will be satisfied.
我们既然得到了主耶稣基督
We have attained
Christ, 他在里头得到我们的生命
He has become alive.
那这个生命有没有从里头活出来
And have you lived out this life?
若是没有活出来的话呢
you have not lived out this life,
那就没有福
then you will not have
那就不满足无论地上得了什么东西，你无论有了什么的财产，有了怎样的享受，你们永远是没有满足的，永远是没有喜乐的。所以有的时候暂时有点喜乐，但是
一个
很快的过去了。
But very quickly it will go away.
一件事情。
There's only one thing.
让主耶稣基督生命从里头活出来。
Let Jesus live through you.
那若是主的生命从里头活出来的话呢
？If the life of Christ lives through you，
那我们就有福了。
Then we will be
blessed. 我们就满足了。
We will be satisfied.
就喜乐了。
We will have joy.
那以后又说到那么好几个生活的原则。
And then he tells us the principle of
living. 比方说，说到摩西这样说的。
It tells us what Moses told us.
好像那些原则相当的高。
It seems that the principles are very high.
那比摩西所传给以色列律法还要高。
It was higher than the law that Moses has passed on.
比方说，摩西说不可以杀人。
Moses said, "Do not kill."
那就是我告诉你们。
But I say to you,
你们不可以恨人。
You cannot hate.
你们恨人就是杀人了。
If you hate, you're killed.
你看他的那个标准，不仅是摸到外面的行为。
You see that the principle is not only the outward behavior.
他的标准那是摸到我们里头的心。
But the standard is a standard for our
heart. 你不要有外面杀人，你就犯罪了。
Do not think if you murder someone,
你虽然没有杀人，但是你恨人就是杀人。
Even though you do not murder, but if you hate, you have
killed. 说你看见主的要求何等的高啊！
You see that the standard of Christ is very high.
比方说，摩西说不可以奸淫。
For example, Moses said, "Do not commit adultery."
他说，你看见妇女动了，一念就是犯奸淫。
But I say to you, if you see a woman, You have already commit. If you left after a woman, then you have already commit adultery.
摸到我们的行为
It's not only our action.
摸到我们的思想
But But Christ has,
摸到过你的意念
has touched our thoughts and our mind.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等高的标准。
And this standard is so high.
比如说他说不可以弃，摩西说不可以背誓。
For example, Moses said, do not break oath.
你起了誓之后，你必须要遵守。
If you have made an oath, do not break.
主耶稣，你什么事都不可以弃。
But Jesus said, do not make any oath.
你的话是就是是，不是不是就是不是。
Let your words be yes and yes, no and no.
若多说就是出于那恶者。
If you say any more, then it's an evil one.
我们应该怎样的信实？
This tells us how faithful we should be.
我们的信实，我们的生活就是信实的生活。
That our life is a life of faithfulness.
我们的话语就是这样。
Our words are just like this.
不需要启示的。
I don't have to make an oath.
所以你看见比摩西标准还要高，是不是？
Therefore, you see, his standard was higher than Moses.
摩西说你们可以报仇的。
Moses said that you can't avenge.
你们可以一眼还眼，以牙还牙。
Eye for an eye and tooth for tooth.
人瞪你一眼呢，你就瞪他两眼。
If man stare, you stare back.
他咬你一口，你咬他一口。
If man bite you, bite back.
你可以来报复一下。
You can avenge for yourself.
这个你不算是犯罪的。
This is not committing
sin. 但主耶稣说，只是你们不可以这样。
But Jesus said you shall not be so.
那你我们该怎样呢？
Then what should we do?
他说，有人强逼你们走一里路，你就陪他走二里。
He said if someone forced you to walk with him for a mile, then walk 2 miles.
有人打你左脸。
If someone slap you,
不要说不可以报复。
Do not avenge.
他打得很愉快的话，把右脸转过来给他打。
But turn your face and let him slap the right side.
叫他更快乐一点。
So that he can be happier.
有人要你的礼衣，要你的外衣。
If someone wants your clothes,
你把你的外衣给我们给我好了。
And give him the coat.
我把我礼衣都给你。
He said, "Fine, I give you my inner coat."
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这样的生活谁能够实行呢？是不是？
Who can live such
a life? 这个标准是太高了。
The standard is too high.
我们怎么能够这样？
How can we be like this?
那摩西告诉说要爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。
Moses told us we need to love our neighbors and hate your enemy.
当然主说你们要爱你们的仇敌。
But Jesus said you must love your enemy.
为了那逼迫你们的祷告。
Pray for those who persecute you.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们呐。
Brothers and sisters.
这是主的要求。
This is the requirement of God.
弟兄姊妹，是让我们这样的话。
If he wanted to be like this.
从我们读过马太福音五六七章之后，我们不要做基督徒了。
After we read Matthew 5, 6, 7, we don't want to be a Christian anymore.
那我们都吓坏了。
Because we're all afraid.
谁能够这样子呢？
Who can be like this?
是这样的公义。
Who can be so righteous?
是这样的圣洁。
Who can be so holy?
是这样的信实。
Who can be so faithful?
是这样的超越。
And be so loving.
是这样的慈爱。
And be so loving.
谁能达到这样子呢？
Who can reach this standard? 有
人没有一个人。
No one.
只有我们主耶稣。
Only Jesus Christ.
我们主耶稣就是这样。
He was like.
他是何等的公义。
He was righteous.
他是何等圣洁。
He was so holy.
他是何等的超越。
And he is.
他是
beyond
all. 何等的信实。
And he is so faithful.
那么慈爱。
He is so kind.
我们主耶稣就这样。
Oh, Jesus is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。马太福音五六七章。
Matthew 5:6-7.
不是让我们来效法这个，让我们来实行这生活。
It is not for us to fulfill a lifestyle.
乃是给我们看见我们主耶稣的生活是怎样。
But it indicated to us the lifestyle of Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，主把这话为什么告诉门徒们呢？
Why did Jesus tell these words to the disciples?
他说：“我是这样，你们也要这样。”
He says, "I am this, and you shall be."
弟兄们，我们怎么能够像主耶稣这样？
How can we be like Christ?
那是借着信心。
It is through faith.
我们相信了主耶稣。
We believe in Jesus.
接受了主耶稣。
We accepted Jesus.
这位主耶稣就进到我们里面。
And this Jesus Christ
entered into us. 他不仅做我们的生命。
He has become our life.
他也活在我们里面。
He also lives in us.
他也要我们从我们里头活出来。
He will also live out.
不再是活着，不再是我。
We will live no longer as I am.
那是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ in me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是基督徒。
But sister, this is Christian.
基督徒不是来效法主耶稣基督的。
Christians are not people who mimic Christ.
是基督徒不是来遵守律法的教训的。
And nor people who obeys the law.
基督徒乃是接受主耶稣。
But Christians are people who accept Christ.
活着的不再是我。
That we will live no longer.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ in me.
当主耶稣在我里面活着。
When Jesus lives within
me. 自然而然我的说话行事。
Naturally, my words and behavior.
不仅是像主耶稣啊。
Will be like Jesus.
那也就是是主耶稣。
And will be like.
那是他从我里面活出来的。
Because we allow him.
他从我里面彰显出来的。
To be manifested.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这就是雅各书。
This is the book of James.
雅各书也是给我们看见神儿女该有的生活。
James also indicates to us the lifestyle that we should have.
那不需要我们能够去达到这种标准。
We don't have to reach it by our own effort.
还是给我们看见我们相信了主耶稣。
But Once we believe in Christ,
我们接受到主耶稣基督，
and accept
the Jesus, 主耶稣在我里面，
when Christ is
within us, 他是活的，
He is living,
他是大能的，
He is the Almighty,
他是运行在我们里面的，
He is the one that
他要从我们里头活出来，
He will live through us,
他从里面活出来的时候，
when He lived through us,
那就是雅各书里面那些的光景。
And then we will live the life that's described in James. 弟兄姊妹， Friends and sisters,
这叫做信心的行为。
And this is the action of faith.
我没有一个人靠着自己行为能够成义的。
No one can be justified through our own works.
不要说我们做不好。
Not only we cannot do it.
我们大家都有这样经验。
We all have experience.
我们没有信主耶稣之前，我们的光景如何呢？
What is our condition before believing Christ?
也许我们对自己的情景不大认识。
Maybe we're not clear about
our actions. 因为那时候我们在黑暗里面。
Because at that time we haven't found
it. 我们信了主耶稣之后呢？
After we believe Christ.
然后我们蒙了光照之后呢？
We have been enlightened.
我们才知道我们是何等的软弱。
Then we realize how weak we are.
我们是何等的败坏呀。
How corrupt we are.
弟兄们，不要说那么高的标准我们活不出来的。
Not only we can live through such high standards. 一点
点的要求我们都没有办法活得出来。
Even a small request.
我没办法答应的。
We cannot fulfill.
我们是这样的败坏，
we are so corrupt,
这样软弱，
so weak.
有什么人能够靠着自己行为能够在神面前称义？
Who can be justified by their own works?
没有一个人。
No one.
弟兄姊妹，不要说我们行不出来，
Not only we cannot do,
就是我们能够行得出来。
Even if we can't do it,
我们所认为我们做的最好的，
the best that we can do,
我们最好的行为，
the best works that we have,
在神的眼光当中，
In the eyes of God,
在神的标准之下，
under God's standard,
都像破烂的衣服一样，
they're all like old rags,
千疮百孔啊，
full of holes,
我们看着还是很不错的，
we look at it and see,
但是神的眼光一看，
but when God sees it, 他
是那样超越，
he is above all things,
他是那样的圣洁，
he is so holy,
那样的公义的为神，
and so righteous,
弟兄在他的眼睛里头看，
in his eyes,
我们的行为不过像破烂的衣服一样，
Our own works, our good works are just like rags.
没有办法遮蔽我们的羞耻。
They cannot cover our shame.
我没有一个人靠着自己能来到神的面前。
No one can come before God by himself.
没有一个人靠着自己能够被神称义的。
No one can be justified by
himself. 若是我们来到神面前的话，
If we come before God,
亲爱的兄姊妹，
Dear brothers,
我们不仅是在神的定罪之下，
We will be under the condemnation.
我们都要扑倒在神的面前。
We will all fall before him.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
神爱我们。
He loves us.
差遣的儿子，我们主耶稣到地上来。
He sent his son to earth.
就是我们的主耶稣，他是那么圣洁。
Our Lord Jesus is so holy.
他是那里完全。
And he is so perfect.
他就是神荣耀所发的光辉。
He is the light of God's glory.
他就是神本体真实的表现。
And he is the true reality.
乃是这一位神的儿子为我们死了。
And this Son of God has died for us.
叫我们所有的罪都得了赦免。
So all our sins are forgiven.
乃是借着这一位神儿子的血。
And through the blood of the Son of God.
我们能够坦然无惧来到神的面前。
We can come to God boldly.
神不仅是在那里让我们能够亲近他。
We can draw close to God.
并且神称为义。
And he also calls
us. 不是因着我们的行为。
Not by our works.
乃是因着主耶稣基督。
But by Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹。
Friends and
sisters. 是何等宝贵的福音。
This is a precious gospel.
每一次我们在擘饼聚会里头，
Every time we at the Lord's table,
围绕在主的桌子跟前，
When we surround his table,
看见了身体为我们裂开，
We see his body broken,
看见了血给我流出来了，
We see his blood is shed,
看见他给我们开了这一条又新又活的道路，
We see how he had opened up this new and living way,
使我们这些败坏的人，
And so all the corrupt men,
污秽的人，
All the filthy men,
能够来到神的面前，
Can come before God,
坦然无惧来亲近他。
We can come with confidence.
弟兄姊妹，每一次我们想到这里时候，
Every time we think about
this, 我们的心就被恩感，就说恩感。
Our heart are moved by grace.
我们不能够不赞美。
We have to praise.
不能敬拜。
We have to worship.
说一切的福分，
And all the blessings
都是因着主耶稣所赐给我们的。
Is come from the Lord.
一切的恩典，
All the grace
我们都是借着主耶稣而来的。
It is from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们只有靠着主耶稣基督，
Only by Jesus Christ,
接着相信主耶稣基督，
Because we believe in him,
接着信心我和他联合在一起，
Through faith we united,
主耶稣不仅是做了我生命，
Now, he has not only become our life,
并且我们也披戴了主耶稣基督，
we also clothed ourselves with Christ,
穿上了主了，
To put on him,
我和他联合而为一了。
And we become one.
弟兄姊妹，当我们来到神面前的时候，
When we come before God,
只要看见不是我们，
God will no longer see us.
看见乃是神的儿子。
But he sees the Son of God.
哎呀，看见我们身上说披戴的主耶稣。
He sees the Lord that is upon us.
他的心是何等喜悦。
How his heart rejoiced.
这是我的孩子。
This is my beloved son.
是我所喜悦的。
And in whom I'm well pleased.
他怎样悦纳他。
How he is pleased with the Lord.
神也怎样悦纳我们。
He will be pleasing with us.
他怎样称他为义。
How he calls him just righteous. He also calls us righteous.
不是因着我们自己的缘故。
Not because ourselves.
乃是因着我们主耶稣的缘故。
But because of Jesus Christ.
弟兄们，我们实在是应该感谢我们的主。
Friends, so we need to thank our Lord.
这样的恩待我们。
How he has grace upon us.
无论在什么时候。
No matter
what time. 无论是多软弱。
And how weak we are.
无论多失败。
And how much failure we have.
哦，每一次我们想到主。
Every time we think about the Lord.
每一次我们靠着主耶稣。
Every time we draw close to him.
借着主耶稣。
Through Jesus Christ.
来到神面前的时候。
When we come to him through Jesus Christ.
神都是我们那么亲爱的亲。
God is so close and so near.
没有什么事情发生一样。
It seems like nothing had ever happened. We thank the Lord.
也都是因着你主。
It is all because of our Lord.
弟兄们，我们诚意乃是因着相信主耶稣。
We are justified because of we believe in Jesus Christ.
那我们现在既然因着信主耶稣被诚意了。
And now we have been justified.
我们也成了神的儿女。
We have also become.
那将来我们都到天堂里面。
Later on, we will enter.
那和神和神永远在一起。
We will be with him forever.
要享受永远的福分。
And to enjoy the eternal blessing.
因为这实在是一件很喜乐的一件事。
And this is a joyful thing.
那为什么神还要求我们要有好的生活？
Why does God ask us to have a good
life? 要我们像主耶稣基督一样呢？
And just like Jesus Christ.
为什么要让主耶稣这么彰显出来呢？
And why does he want Christ to manifest?
这有许多的环境。
Through many circumstances,
来试炼我们
he comes and tests
熬炼我们
to try it,
那接着各种的事物
through all things,
来纯洁我们
to purify us,
好叫主耶稣从这活出来
so that Christ may live through us.
为什么神还要求这样
Why does God have this request?
亲爱的兄姊妹
sisters,
虽然我们在神的面前借着主耶稣被称义
even though we're justified by faith,
但是我们在人的面前人不知道我们
But before men do not recognize.
人不知，未看不见我们的信心。
They cannot see our faith.
人所看乃是我们的光景。
Men can only see our faith.
我们在神面前站在诚意地位上面。
Before God, we are standing on the
神已经悦纳了我们。
God has accepted.
但是在人的面前。
But before men,
我们若是要做见证的话，
if we want to testify,
必须让主从人活出来。
We must allow God to live through
us. 让主才能够彰显出来。
And allow the Lord to manifest.
这样我们才能为主做见证。
And then we can testify to the Lord.
这样才能叫神的名得到荣耀。
And glorify our God's name.
亲爱的兄姊妹，这神不仅是借着救了我们。
God not only saved us.
借着主耶稣使我们被称为义。
And through Jesus Christ we're justified.
神也要借着让主耶稣从我们里头活出来。
He also wants Jesus Christ to live through us.
彰显出来。
Manifest through us.
好叫他的名得了荣耀。
So that his name shall be glorified.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣就是光。
Jesus Christ is the light.
这个光已经在我们里面了。
The light is within us.
他总要从我们里头照出来。
He must shine.
你不能把这光放在兜底下。
He cannot cover the light with a bushel.
你不能把这光放在床底下。
He cannot hide the light under the bed.
你总要让这光从你里头照出来。
You must allow the light to shine forth.
叫别人看见我们的好行为。
So people can see our good works.
让荣耀归于我们主。
And give glory to God.
弟兄姊妹，这就是雅各书。
Sister, this is the book of James.
今天在神的儿女们中间
Today among the children of God,
有两种的极端
There are two extremes.
那么一种的极端呢
And one extreme
就是我们相信主耶稣了
is those who have believed in Christ.
我们已经被称义了
We have been justified.
那将来我们要到天堂里头去
And later we will go to heaven.
那已经保罗险了
And we have already
那这个是
we're insured.
没有问题的
We have no problem.
那今天我们在地上生活呢
And today we live on earth.
我们就好好享受一番
We just enjoy good life.
我们愿意做什么就做什么
Do whatever you like.
我们愿意怎样做怎样行就怎样行
And live whatever you like.
无论如何主已经救了我们
Because no matter what God has saved.
那么主的救恩是永远的
His salvation is eternal.
是不改变的
It will not be changed.
将来我们总是到天堂里头去
We will definitely go to heaven.
亲爱的兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
许多神的儿女们
Many brothers, many children of God.
蒙恩得救之后
After their
他们的生活反而放松了
Their life is without restraint.
有的人应当对主耶稣对主的救恩有清楚的认识
Some people because of their clear understanding
看见神的恩典是这么大
They see that God's grace is so great.
我们的生活就放松了
Then they life is without restraint. We will live according to our will.
叫神的名受到羞辱
And bring shame to the name of God.
叫人 在我们世上看不见主的荣耀。
And people cannot see the God's glory.
那么这是一个极端。
This is one extreme.
还有一个极端呢
？And the other one.
那么也是有人也是有人这样说的。
And some people also put it this way.
那他们既然是看见，那我们不应该放松的。
And since man can see our works, then we cannot be loose.
他们说你信了主耶稣。
They say you believe in Jesus Christ.
你还不一定得救的。
You might not be saved.
你必须在地上有好的行为。
You must have good works.
你有好的生活。
Have good life.
你有好的表现。
Good behavior.
等到有一天你到了天上了。
And one day you go to heaven.
那主耶稣看看我们。
And Jesus will look at us.
做得还不错。
Say you did pretty good.
他点点头。
He will nod his head.
那你就到天堂里头去了。
And then you can enter into heaven.
若到那一天他摇摇头啊。
If that day he shook his head.
那糟糕了。
Then you're doomed.
就从天堂门口掉到地狱里头去了。
You will fall from the gate of heaven into hell.
所以你们要小心。
You need to be careful.
那圣灵儿女们听见到很害怕。
When the children of God heard this, they're a great fear.
将来到天堂门口，主耶稣摇摇头怎么办呢
？If I go to the gate of heaven and Jesus shook his head, what should I do?
那我们就要靠着我们的行为。
That is believing by works.
弟兄姊妹，这是个极端。
These are all extremes.
就是这样讲给我们听的弟兄。
And those brothers and sisters spoke to us this way.
他自己也做不好。
Even they themselves cannot.
常常发脾气。
They often lose temper.
什么人都合不来的。
They cannot get along with any other people.
我们在神的面前被称义。
Brothers and sisters were justified before God.
乃是借着主耶稣。
It is by Jesus Christ.
靠他的宝血。
It is by His blood.
所有的罪都赦免。
Our sins are all forgiven.
并且神称为义。
And then God justified.
我们在人面前的见证。
Our testimony before men.
借着我们的生命。
It is through our daily living.
不仅相信了主耶稣。
So we not only believe in Jesus Christ.
让主耶稣从我们上活出来。
But we also need to allow Him to live.
所以他说的话，若是你有信心而没有行为的话。
Therefore He says, if you have faith yet without works.
你信心是死的信心。
Your faith is dead.
为什么缘故？
Why?
因为一个活的信心呢。
Because a living faith.
乃是把主耶稣信到里面来的。
Is someone who believes in their
heart. 一个活的信心呢。
A living faith.
乃是看见了主耶稣基督。
Is one who has seen Jesus.
弟兄们，若是我们看见主耶稣的话。
If we have seen Jesus.
我们没办法不像主耶稣的。
We would definitely be like him.
一个活的信心呢。
A living faith.
乃信靠主耶稣。
We rely upon God.
不靠着我们自己聪明，
不
靠着我们自己力量，乃是靠着主耶稣基督。若是我们靠着主耶稣的话，主耶稣从我们身上彰显出来。所以保罗说：“我活着不再是我。”
那
基督在我里面活着，并且我现在在肉身活着，是信神的儿子。
It is because I believe in the Son of God.
乃是因着信靠神的儿子。
I believe in the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹，因着相信主耶稣。
Because of faith.
因着依靠主耶稣基督。
Our reliance upon Jesus Christ.
主耶稣还要从我们活出来了。
Jesus shall live through us.
就从上彰显出来了。
It shall manifest through us.
做一个活的信心。
Therefore, a living faith.
乃是让主从我们活出来的。
It's one that allows Christ to live
through us. 一个活的信心。
A living faith.
是有行为的。
我 definitely
若是你没有行为的话
，without action，
不要说人看不见我们的信心
，man cannot see our faith，
我们自己都要小心。
We also need to be careful。
是否我们的信心是假的信心
？Maybe our faith is hypocrite。
我们的信心是
死
的信心。
Maybe our faith is dead，
不是活的。
It is not living。
若是活的信心的话
，if it's a living faith，
为什么主耶稣在活不出来？
How come we cannot manifest?
为什么主耶稣彰显不出来
？How come we cannot reveal Christ?
为什么我没有改变
？How come I have no change?
我的生活还是老样子。
My life is still the same as the old one.
我们真是要谨慎，要小心。
不
是要靠着我们自己来做好。
It is not we will do good by on our own.
那是我们必须要有活的信心。
But we need to have a living faith.
叫神把他儿子启示在我们里面。
So that the Son of God can be revealed in us.
希望对他有真实的认识。
That we will have true knowledge of him.
我们越认识他。
The more knowledge we have of him.
越像他。
The more we will be like him.
我们越看见他。
The more revelations that we have of him.
我们越变成他的形象。
The more we will be like him.
荣上加荣。
Glory upon glory.
从圣灵而变成。
It is transformed from the Spirit of God.
巴不得这一卷书对我们能够提醒我们。
I hope this book will serve as a reminder
让我们在主面前有活的信心
that we shall have living faith
好让主耶稣从里头活出来
and let Christ live
在神面前被称义
to be justified by faith before God
人面前成为一个好的见证
and be a good testimony before men
让我们的主能得到荣耀
And may God receive the glory.